I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's get your day started off right with Luck of the Draw.
All right, here you go. Three stories that are floating around on the internet. I've taken the time to place them inside of an envelope. Matt will draw one of the three in the blind. Your choices this morning is I Want His Skin, Christmas Music Fallout, and You Don't Have Cancer. Left to right, Matt, which one would you like?
Right.
Can I have your skin?
That's a creepy one.
Tattoo artist Chris Wenzel, Saskatoon, Canada, used to always say tattoo till death. Sadly, at the age of 41, he died in his sleep from colitis. Caused his heart to stop. Chris's tattoos are going to live on because his wife managed to convince people in Canada, whoever those people are, that he will be skinned.
I've heard of people doing this, taking the tattoos.
Yes, this guy is tatted from head to toe. They will be peeling his entire being.
Oh, no.
Picture a bearskin rug on a floor. Picture some sort of a pelt that you may have seen somewhere. Well, somewhere in his home, his wife will have him there, mounted, not stuffed, just mounted, hanging over the fire or something. Brings up a lot of questions, right?
Well, yeah. Is she going to have to walk around every day and squirt water on it to make sure that it stays moist?
Yeah. You have to look, you don't get in there and varnish it, and you certainly don't want to use Armor-All on it, but you want to get in there and keep it moist because it will start to shrink down. I mean, look, you ever peel a scab off your arm?
Sure.
What's it look like when it first comes off? Beef jerky. Like you leave it laying on a counter, somebody comes by, man, wow, jerky. No, it's not jerky. 2 days later, it's like the size of an eraser.
You walked by and found someone's scab on the counter and eaten it?
I have not personally done
that.
Come on,
man.
I may have booby-trapped a friend of mine and left one on a counter just to see if he would. Everybody has that friend that'll eat anything. It's just sitting out, it looks good, I'll eat it.
And so your goal is to get your friends to eat your scabs?
It wasn't my goal. It just was one of those things that kids in the 10 to 12-year-old range do to each other. What do you think I'm doing it now as a grown man?
Yes. Because it was very top of mind for you.
Just because it's top of mind doesn't mean it happened recently. But here's like a couple of weird things that come into play on this deal. First off, if he's 41, it stands to reason she may be somewhere around his age. It's unrealistic to think that she's never going to date anybody again. I know people say that. It's unrealistic.
Right.
You come over to the house. You got a human skin tatted out, hung on the wall somewhere. Does that excite you? Does it creep you out? Does it, because when I say excite you, it's when you're dating someone who's dangerous, who may kill you in your sleep, the excitement level goes up.
She would have to find a very particular person.
I would think so. I think it's interesting. But it also brings up, where's the line of things that you ask for when people do pass on? I know you went through it with your father. I went through it with my father. I have something that most people probably don't have. They probably think it's just as bizarre as the skin. It's one of those things as you go through your life that it's inevitable that it's going to happen. That one of your family members, your mother, your father, an uncle, somebody, or a friend is going to pass away.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, where is the line? I mean, look, I get it on some level. You want those tattoos. That's who he was. That's his wife. We may all think it's weird. We may all think it's creepy, but I guarantee you there are friends of the show, much like myself, that have a keepsake that others would go, dude, that is bizarre. Good morning, KGON.
Hey, it's friend of the show, Roger. I got a keepsake that my dad had. He shot a grizzly bear back when I was a kid, and grizzly bears have a bone in their wang. And so he kept that bone all them years, and he made a toothpick out of the end of the pointy end of it. So that would be unusual.
That's very unusual.
Okay, so wait a second. Let's hold on a second. Your dad made an implement to stick in his mouth out of a bear bone, wang bone.
Yeah, he made a toothpick. He sharpened the end of it, made a toothpick out of it.
I don't know if that's disgusting or badass.
A little of both, I think. Then I was wondering about that guy with these tattoos and stuff, tattooed head to toe. I was wondering, was he wang and he's sack? Maybe tattooed also? You know, that is...
I don't know if he does or not. We're certainly getting into a theme here, but all I know, is, I guess it would make for a great remote control holder if there were.
It's a beer koozie.
Yeah. That's, now you've gone way too far, Matt. Go stand in the corner. Hey, man, appreciate the call.
All right, later, Terry, Matt.
All right, thank you. We were definitely getting into to territory. You know, I had a million more questions, mm-hmm. but I couldn't push it any further. So when my father passed away, and it's been since 2005, it's pretty devastating. When you're a guy and you have a good relationship with your father, that's your base, that's your rock, that's where you get a lot of great wisdom. There's a comfort knowing that that person is around, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When they're gone, you do feel very lost. At least I did. I'm only speaking from my own experience. And I wanted something. I didn't care about any of my father's real material possessions, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't care about any of that stuff. When we were at the funeral home, there was something that was presented to us, my sisters and myself. And we thought it was cool, and that's what we went with. They basically take a piece. You ever been in, like out at the airport? I forget the name of that store, but it has all that blown glass, you know, and all the stuff's really, really expensive in there, right?
Yeah. It's artwork.
Right. It's art, right? And so they had this blown glass that they would infuse the ashes of your loved one in, which... I had that done. Mm-hmm. So I have this piece of what looks like art, and it's backlit in my house, and it sits right in our living room fairly prominently. It's very peaceful and calming to me. I've caught myself talking to it before.
I think it's cool. I think it's really cool.
It's weird when people come to my house that don't know the story. They're like, oh, man, that's a cool piece of art. And they go over and they pick it up. And, you know, I'm always like get paranoid because I don't want it to get dropped because it can't be replaced.
Right.
After they put it down, I tell them what it is. Do you have a bathroom? No. We don't have any bathrooms in our home
at
all.
He's not on the outside of the art. He's on the inside of the art.
Exactly, exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.